So this would be the Drysdale vignette entitled Water Gardens 1. 3, 2, 1. The subject for the next several programs is water gardens. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. General information right after this. 3, 2, 1. Even though water lilies in a garden pool may conjure up thoughts of tropical gardens in southern climes, water gardens are becoming increasingly popular all over Ontario. It's even possible to have a tub water garden on a sunny apartment or condominium balcony. In fact, that's how I whetted my own interest in the subject early in 1982. I used a half barrel and had a single water lily and some other aquatic plants together with two goldfish. The next year I decided I wanted a much larger water feature. In a back garden just 25 by 75 feet, I installed a rigid fiberglass pool of irregular shape about 7 by 5 feet. These are relatively easy to install and need no draining for winter. Cost of the rigid fiberglass pools vary from about $170 to over $500. Fiberglass pools are about 45 centimeters or 18 inches deep, some up to 2 feet deep in the center, but most have shelves of only about half that depth around the outside. That's because while water lilies generally like to have 15 to 30 centimeters of water over the top of their pots, other accompanying aquatic plants, such as arrowhead, papyrus, and arums, prefer to be at or just below the water surface. In 1986, when I moved to a new home, I decided I wanted an even larger water garden. That meant a choice between either a concrete pool or one with a flexible PVC liner. While concrete is excellent, it's costly. Thick, 40 mil approximately, PVC liners are the perfect answer. They're available from most garden centers. More about them in the next program. I'm Art Drysdale.